podcast.
Hello.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Midnight Paco Podcast. As always, you can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on all platforms.
I am the underscore great underscore C-O-R-E-E. That's where you can find me. Or you can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast.
That's right.
This dude has a website. Don't forget to check him out.
JustinFullerComedy.com. Check it out. I got updated.
And sorry. Everybody, if this is your first time joining us, don't forget to hit the like and subscribe.
Yes.
That's the way we know that you are watching and that you're enjoying the show. Comment if you like it or if you dislike it. Just comment. Leave your comment in the yeah.
That way we get the clips too.
We get the clips. We see a lot of likes.
Yes.
But we see no comments.
No comment. I mean, we get some comments.
Yeah, they call me.
No. Oh no.
Are you talking about the comments in the comment section?
Yes, the comments in the comment section.
Yeah, I mean, we could.
Our latest clip had some comments about
what I said?
About
mushrooms.
About mushrooms.
I mean, you know, thank you guys for the comments.
Yes, keep it coming.
We like it.
But he has, well, theories.
Sure.
He's tried mushrooms.
Who?
Flavors.
We all eat mushrooms. Mushrooms are great.
No, sir.
Yeah, you know. But,
yeah, keep it coming, baby.
Shout out to everybody watching us from the bushes.
Yeah, from the bushes. Just don't shoot from the bushes.
I mean, you watching from the bushes and meaning that you watching, but you ain't watching. Like, you watching and you're not coming.
I mean,
comment. But you could tell me, like, every episode, but you're not coming.
Comment.
You're not hitting the like button, but you're watching.
Yeah, hit the like button.
We appreciate you watching, but hit the like button. Hit the subscribe button. I mean, yeah. I'm guilty and I'm trying to work on it myself.
I hit the like all the time on people's stuff.
No, you don't.
On YouTube, not so much because I watch a lot of it on TV. But if I'm on, I am victim on YouTube not hitting the like. Because a lot of people I follow, they have like millions and thousands
it
of
It doesn't
likes.
Matter.
I know.
If you like it, or if you feel a certain type of way,
it helps.
Comment.
Yeah, you're right.
Hit the like.
Everything helps.
And I'm trying to work. I'm working on that myself.
It helps the algorithm. So please hit the like, subscribe, notifications. Tell your friends. Tell everybody.
Tell your friends. Yes. Put it on the tube.
Yes.
Because I'm going to try very hard to refrain from using vulgarities and profanities.
I'm not going to promise none of that.
Because
I know certain words not to say because we get flagged, but you know, is that a word?
Flag?
Yeah, don't say it again.
Flag football?
Flag football. Let's hope not.
Nah,
if you say that, but you can say other things, and don't worry, it's gonna say it. It don't matter if you say. Guess what? I used to play the. Yeah, I know people listening can't tell, but I got three fingers up top moving, and it goes. Burr, 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 burr,
burr, burr, burr, the recorder?
No.
We all play the recorder.
No. Burr, 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 burr. You got spit.
The trumpet?
Yes.
We can't say the trumpet?
I'm afraid to because it has that in there.
Trumpet?
Oh my lord! You're saying it three times in a row! Is it gonna bring up?
Well, I used to play the trumpet.
So did I, but I'm afraid to say it now because.
I used to play a good trumpet. The trumpet is cool.
I was pretty good.
I played the trumpet well.
This is scary. This is.
I used to play the trumpet. The trumpet was the coolest, it was the best instrument to play. Everybody else was lame. The trumpets was cool.
My brother was great at the trumpet.
He played a great trumpet?
Great trumpet.
It's because he's cool.
Yes. I played an average trumpet.
I don't see any problem with the trumpet. You could say trumpet.
It's just scary because it rides along with something. but it's okay.
Muffet. His trumpet rhyme with Muffet.
An orange Muffet.
Orange Muffet.
Yes.
Little Miss Muffet played the trumpet.
Puppet.
Huh?
Orange Puppet.
Trumpet Muppet.
A Muppet Baby.
Muppet Baby.
Muppet Baby.
Yes. The orange Muppet was Skeeter.
Skeeter. What are we doing?
Skeeter.
Skeeter.
He was the best Muppet of them all, Skeeter. You didn't like Skeeter?
I didn't watch the Muppet.
You didn't watch the
Muppet? Like the Muppet Babies.
Did you watch cartoon? Pigs in Space? You didn't watch that?
I seen that.
It was a part of the Muppets, man.
I know.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Okay. It's time to
this memory
start is. The music. It's time to dress up right. It's time to get things started for the weed show tonight.
Yeah.
It's time to put on makeup. Yeah, man.
Hey, so, we're glossing over the main thing on this episode, man. I don't know why we took so long to get into it, but happy birthday, dog. This is like his birthday episode in this piece.
You know what? This is my first... Thank you very much.
Yes.
This is my very first time being 50.
Yeah.
I've been waiting my whole life to be 50.
Damn, you're...
I'm a half of a century. Yeah. I am a half of a century.
Yeah. How do you feel?
It feels like I need to be at McDonald's in the morning. It feels like I need to be in the McDonald's like, yeah, baby, let me get a... Let me get my coffee with 3 creams and 5 sugars, baby. Go on ahead and put your finger in there and stir it up for me. You know, do that. Yeah.
You don't want
I should have my glasses
you
on.
You do not so can, want her finger in
like,
it.
Go ahead, baby, you know, make it sweeter. Put your finger in there and stir it up for me.
You don't want her finger in it.
Yeah. Hey.
Well, she got long nails?
Me don't know.
You don't want a long fingernail one either.
Hey, I've been practicing my whole life for this, man.
That's awesome.
Hey, look, man, I'm 50 years old, man. I ain't got time for that, man.
I'm
50 years old, man. What am I doing here doing this podcast, man? Hey, say, man, I'm 50 years old, man. Hey, I ain't got time for that.
I ain't got time for
and
that.
I'll be like, look here. This is a senior living community. I'm 50 years old. This is a 50 and up community.
Yes.
Who are you here visiting? I can say that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause this is 50 and up. This is a 50 and up year old street.
We need to see some identification.
Yeah. Cause who are you here to see?
Yeah. What?
Because I'm 50 years old, and this is a 50 and up community.
50 and up community.
So we gonna have to refrain from using profanities and vulgarities.
You got a security guard there.
No.
Okay.
No. Where?
In the community.
Is it? I mean, I don't know, but I just thought it should be. I want to be a part of 50 and up community.
I think you're everything.
this is the
you're 50 the community and security.
Yeah. Like, look here. Hey, I'm 50 years old. I don't have to pay for a fare on the bus because I'm 50. I get a senior fee on the bus.
You better go to Denny's.
Yeah, I get my discount at Denny's.
Yeah.
I get my discount at McDonald's, or is it free coffee? I don't know.
About to find out.
At the movies, I get a free discount, I think. I don't know.
Is there a website you can go to check out?
AARP sent me a letter, but I ain't opened it yet. It came on my birthday, man.
It was a welcome.
It was like a welcome.
Welcome. We got all types of benefits for people like you.
Yeah.
As soon as you reach that age. You know what? I'm going to say this, though. I know you didn't think you were going to be like, I knew, like, when we were younger, our thought of 50 is old.
When I was younger,
like, people in their 50s were old.
I said I was going to get married at 50. I haven't been 50 a year yet, so that still could happen.
Yeah.
That'd
be wild.
I said I was going to retire by 50. That ain't nowhere happening.
Yeah. Couple snags, you know.
Yeah. There will be no retirement.
You don't want to retire anyway at 50. You're young.
I do want to retire at 50.
Like not work from a regular job, but like
I
still
want to retire from 50 and collect retirement.
Well, that would be nice.
And then I'll be like,
what else do I want to do?
Welcome to Walmart. Nah. I've been practicing. Welcome to Walmart. Not enough 50.
You know what? You get over that shit, because I know this one dude over at the competitor admires. I walk in there and he used to be like, "Hi, how you doing?" And I walked in the other day on his phone. He wasn't happy.
Was he older?
Oh no. Well, no, he was younger.
See, if he was 50, he would have did it right.
You're right, probably.
You know what I mean? You feel me?
I mean, because people that would think things are going on in their mind, you know, in their day-to-day, mess with their day-to-day at their job, too. Mm. They wake up that day not so good. Their hellos aren't so happy.
Well, you know, it depends.
Like, it happens, I get
if
it.
If I'm at a jam, you understand me?
Oh, yeah, dude.
You know, if you're doing your jam at 50, you're doing your jam. So if you know that means you're not on your phone.
So you understand what
a job entails and what a job should be.
Yeah, you're right.
And you know, if you don't want to be there, you don't have to be there for real. But since you're there, make the best of it.
Yeah.
You never know what's going to happen.
You never know
who you're going to meet at any job. I learned that a long time ago.
Big time.
It don't matter what job you're at.
Mm-hmm.
Just do your best. Do what's expected of you.
That's it.
Having the mentality like, I don't get paid for that. But you agreed to it during the interview.
Yeah.
Like, wonder if you did and said everything that you're not going to do during the interview. Like, I ain't doing that. Hire me, though.
Yeah, right.
I ain't doing that either. Yeah. I still want the job, but I ain't doing none of the things you're going to ask me to do. Hell, y'all ain't paying enough of that. Say that at the interview. Stand on business. If that's what you're going to do, stand on business and do that.
Facts.
Yeah.
I mean, in any interview, I'm like, I can do all that. So pay me.
I mean, they're going to pay you what they're going to pay you. But then,
I mean, they do, and then they end up giving me more because I show them what the fuck I can do. So it's, you know, it's
sometimes, like, when you're not at a corporate, like, you know,
big place.
Like, if you're working it for, like, a family-oriented business, and they actually can boost you up.
Yeah. I mean, corporates, they can. It's just who wants to do it and how can they do it.
Well, the rule of thumb is you never let an employee know how good they're doing.
Oh, yeah.
Even if they're doing excellent.
Yeah.
Always let them know that there's room for improvement.
Always room for improvement. You can always do better.
You're doing great, but you can do better.
Yeah, always.
If you can lean, you can clean.
Yeah. Facts. Those are facts. I mean, think about it. You're there to do something. You know what I mean? It ain't to be on your phone.
If you are there and you're doing nothing, guess what that's considered, people? That's stealing time.
Yeah.
You are stealing time. Like I said, if you can lean, you can clean.
Yeah.
So if you ever at a moment, like I used to work with this individual when there was nothing to do. He used to wash the shit out of his truck. You know who that was? Just think about it. Don't even say it. But I'm just saying, downtime, you know, me, I was in there like at the place him and I worked together.
You would
see my dumb ass in the cooler, cleaning the cooler.
Yeah.
Sweeping the floor, doing shit. Just
it'd be fun because I'd be riding around. And I'm like, what are you doing in here?
Yeah, I'm a driver.
What are you doing?
I'm a driver, and I was doing fuck shit.
What are you doing in here?
Yeah, I mean, but instead,
I thought you're gonna clean this little stall. How long you been there?
Well, this is what you do. You know, if you can or cannot whistle, just whistle, and just pretty much if you sweep in the same spot for about 2 hours. That's 2 hours worth of work. That's going to be the cleanest spot in the whole
warehouse.
Cleanest
spot. I used to go by them all the time.
And you can find you a good song or sing it and sweep. Like, and I still haven't found what I'm looking for.
Start dancing with the broom.
So that's Ozo and Turbo from Breaking. But I'm just saying, like, when you see me sweeping, I'm not stealing time.
he's just showing you how slow time can be.
You're not stealing time. Oh, go help out in the freaking receiving or something.
Yeah, run product.
Yeah, I run product.
I mean, that's easy.
If you don't want to run product, learning from guys like him and other individuals, all you really got to do is just ride around on your machine from one end of the warehouse to another. Just keep going in a fucking circle for hours, right?
I wouldn't know. I used to work, so I didn't know. You know, I found out the day went by quicker by doing some shit. And you know how I knew, like, cause I would do shit that nobody wanted to do. I would do it right, so people would like me when I did their shit. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't because of that, but it was just like, what the fuck, man? Nobody, you obviously never took a load before, so you want it all over the place. So you just put tape on it.
That's what
you do for this guy.
One thing I can say, when my trucks were loaded by this guy. I think it was because he's a driver too.
Yeah, a little bit.
He knows how things can shift, so he knows. I mean, that's something we take for granted. You know, shout out to everybody across the board in the warehouse that has pride in what they do, who wraps things properly, mm-hmm. who builds things according to the weight, meaning heavy stuff at the bottom, light stuff at the top. I happen to work for a company right now who has individuals, and I want to use an accurate example, who uses boxes of Ziploc bags for their base.
It's wild.
And on top of it, they stack heavy boxes of juice. You know, like the big boxes of juice, they come in like six to a box. So one of those on top of a box of Ziploc bags would crush it.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine four of those and some Arnold Palmer teas and some other things on top of it.
Right.
It's going to crush, it's going to lean, and it will tip over. And the wrap, the film wrap that they use, it's like plastic for people that don't know.
Yeah.
It's like Saran wrap, but giant pieces of Saran wrap that they wrap the pallets in. That's not an all answer to it. It does not.
Oh, it doesn't hold it.
Yeah, gravity wins each and every time.
Every time.
What is that, Newton's law of gravity?
Especially, I mean, it wraps it good, but it doesn't wrap it as good as, like, because the wrap machine they have, it wraps it good.
Even with a wrap machine.
But not as good as it would if you got off and wrapped it yourself and made sure it was tight. But even then, you don't want to put heavy shit on top.
On top of toilet tissue.
No.
It's going to fall.
It's going to fall.
They've done it on top of cereal. And I don't know if you guys noticed it or not, but like the cereal nowadays, the boxes are so flimsy.
I
mean,
we used to do
school science projects with cereal boxes and milk cartons.
Oh yeah.
And you can make things. These things are so flimsy, they fold and they bend. They ain't worth a darn. You could pick up a box of cereal and it'll collapse while you're grabbing it as a child. You know, it's like things aren't what they used to make in the quality they used to make. So a lot of times in the stores, the products come in like, you know, small boxes. Like, you know, like if you have, like, for example, I don't want to nerd out on this subject, but if you have like sauce, glass, the cardboard is like that big. And what that does is when you stack it, it's still shifting and moving.
Oh, yeah.
Transportation works, especially in these streets in Ohio, these highways in Ohio, I don't know what's going on with the street money and the repair money, because normally it used to be like whenever the thaw would happen, they would work on the streets to repair them. That has not been taking place. I'm afraid, and this is no shot against Detroit, 75 on Detroit was the worst. You used to see potholes on the freeway.
Oh,
you used to see cars pulled over on the side.
Oh.
And 90 has turned into that. Oh. The streets in Cleveland are terrible.
Yeah.
So this is a message to the person in charge of the streets in Cleveland. Stop, you know, let's fix the streets. And less money on Botox with your tight ass face.
Ooh.
Did I say that?
You did.
Yeah. Well, his face is pretty fucking tight.
I don't really see. That's how bad I am. I don't know who he is.
Well, you should know because he's your namesake. Okay?
Don't even know who he is.
Your namesake?
Who?
What's your name?
Justin.
What's his name?
I don't know.
If he's your namesake, his name is what?
Is it Justin?
And his face is tight as fuck. Less money on Botox and put the money back into the streets.
Your name is Justin. Do better. Do better. Although I know Parma, you know, I know they can complain. They're like, yeah, we would do our streets, but Justin didn't give us tax money. We can't do shit without his money.
I'm just saying, like, I don't know where that falls or how that happens, but
it's allocated, and then people who...
By the who?
I'm sure it's by the mayor or some shit.
Cleveland's mayor's name is same as his.
Hey, do better.
It's the same as
Justin.
His. There you
what
go.
What are we talking about? Justin to Justin, do better. I don't know.
We'll tag him.
I mean, sure.
Yeah, we'll tag him.
Tag him. So, just do better.
I voted for you, man.
Because his name was Justin. That's why. Come on,
I man. Voted for him because...
No, I'm kidding.
You know, he's young. And I just knew he was going to do the right thing in the city.
We already know. I don't want to get too deep into this. But we already know anybody who goes in with the right mind is corrupted quickly because of how it's played and how favors are and things of this and that. And they can't change probably anything.
I don't know.
So they end up playing the game and they do what they can and they end up just siphoning money and putting it out wherever and, you know. And then that's how some get put to the streets and some gets put to this and some gets put to this. And then when some gets put to the streets, but okay, we can only fix these many streets. So who determines that? Okay, well, who lives where? You know what I'm saying? Because if somebody prominent lives on a certain street and their street's jacked up, guess who gets attention? That person, because they're gonna say, hey, mayor, what's up with this? Why can't my street get fixed? And they're going to fix that. But that money has to go to that. That's just not free street. So the money goes to that. There ain't no money left over for anything over here. You see what I'm saying? So there's certain budgets that they're going to allocate to the street projects or certain highway things. Or
fix our streets, fix 90.
Yeah.
And
do better.
And everybody in a city street should be priority when it comes to this snowplow thing. I mean, you know, unless you're going to say, you know, everybody in the in certain neighborhoods get a pass from their job. Because you didn't plow their streets.
Mm-hmm. And the crazy thing is they deal with it every year.
Every year.
You know it's coming. I mean,
there was a point in time, you know, there's no secret that I'm a driver. I'm a trucker.
Yep.
I used to brag on how Ohio...
kept their shit?
Yeah, I used to brag on it. Mm-hmm. Indiana's on-ramp sucked. Off-ramp sucked. Some places use sand...
Mixed with snow.
Sand. That's their street treatment for the winter.
Oh,
sand.
Wow, okay.
All right. I used to, you know, because I always used to be relieved when I saw Ohio, the heart of it all, when I used to cross those state borders and mm-hmm. I read that sign. Because yeah. I knew that our on and off ramps was going to be taken care of. All the freeways are going to be taken care of because Ohio used to have it on lock. And I used to say to myself, Ohio should do a tutorial on how to treat their streets across America for all the states that got snow.
Yeah.
Because Ohio used to be on point. But I can't say the same anymore. They're not the same.
Yeah.
I've been on some Ohio streets when they knew it was going to snow in advance. Certain areas, they will have their plow teams, you know, like rolling seven trucks deep. That's how you're supposed to do it. But here in certain areas, you'd be like, what is going on?
Mm-hmm.
Like, come on. I hate to talk about this in August.
The air show
ain't even came yet.
I know. I'm just saying. I mean, it came up because, you know, it is what you're talking about, streets and shit, and that's all. You know what I mean? So... It is what it is. And that's a fact. I know, unfortunately, a lot of people don't deal with it, you know, elsewhere in the world. Sorry, people, but we deal with snow like it.
We deal with snow.
I mean, I grew up in Erie, so we got it worse there than we do here in Cleveland.
You think so?
Yeah, oh, yeah. The snow here is cute compared to Erie.
Certain areas, right?
No, the whole place.
I mean, okay, like granted.
Erie fucking sucks.
Granted, when it comes like, to winter. I'm going to have to say.
Now, Buffalo's worse.
Buffalo
gets it worse.
I've been in there, and to piggyback off of what you say, yeah, when I'm coming, okay, when I'm on 90 coming back from Buffalo or New York,
yeah,
that when I come from Buffalo and I, right on that border from PA, when I'm driving from PA to right before it gets to the Ohio border, yeah, it's normally a whiteout. Oh. No matter what, a white out.
Northeast? I think it's northeast out there. Yeah.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Terrible.
And then it eases up the more I get into Ohio, but it's that patch right there. Even if the weather is good, it's like a white out.
Yeah.
It's like that. Even if it's like, I don't know, it's like that one area. It's pretty smooth right now. But whatever natural weather condition can happen, it's a lot.
Oh yeah,
between that area, if it's snow or if it's rain,
yeah,
it's even signs that say high wind area.
Mm-hmm.
No empty trailers on that freeway.
Yeah, that shit'll blow the fuck. That's
crazy. Mean, sometimes you can't avoid it.
Oh yeah,
and sometimes you can't tell what's in my trailer if it's empty or not. But those are the, you know, I don't turn white, but those are what you call the white knuckle.
Oh, yeah. Moments.
Two hands on the wheel.
Yeah.
And it's like, it can blow you in another lane. Like, if you're in a semi and it's empty, you'll be like, you'll think that, I didn't think that big truck can be moved by that empty trailer is a sail, like a sailboat.
Yeah, right.
And it will blow you like, it can literally blow you in the next lane. So you got to be in control, two hands on the wheels, guys. And I always say the best thing to combat any weather condition, whether it's high rain, heavy snow, high winds, is just to slow down. That's the way you do it.
Because
the faster you go, the faster of a sail you'll be.
Yeah, it picks
up. If you're in high rain, and the faster and the easier your hydroplane, the faster you go.
Yeah.
And for all you... flathead yoo-hoos to be in the lifted trucks that think because you got 4x4 you can just fly.
Yeah, right.
You can go, but wonder if you have to stop.
Yeah.
Or if you're in the snow and you're flying in your pickups and you got all-wheel drive, wonder if you're flying and you hit a dry patch. You know, the way gravity and motion works, you're flying on the snow and you hit a dry patch, you're going to do a spin out. You can go, but what if you got to stop? Sometimes you do have to stop. You're going to slide.
Mm.
I don't care if you have those big heavy tread tires, the Mickey Thompsons or whatever.
No, they look good. They look good.
And they sound cool. Yeah. Like, on the flat land, but.
How they sound?
Yeah, they roar.
That's what you're going to sound like when you're flipping in that bitch.
Listen to, what's my man's name? I don't know.
Shimmy, shimmy, yeah.
No, they ain't listening to that.
No,
they listen to Boot Scoops and Barbecue. And booties.
Yeah.
Booty Scoops
Boot
and Barbecue.
Boot Scoop Boogie. Mom, yeah, I got you.
Or something.
Get your balls hanging.
Yeah.
Not yours, but you know what I'm saying.
You know the ones on the back of the truck.
You know the ones I'm saying.
You see a pair of balls on the back of the truck and you see some eyelashes at the front. Never mind. Stop. I am done. Stop it, Justin. What's wrong with
you? Speaking of which, we did some comedy tonight.
You did comedy. I just reported on my line.
Yeah, it's comedy. You were talking.
We was talking up there, man.
I mean, you did
good job, sir.
You did some jokes. Thank you. Appreciate it. You did some jokes.
You know, I like to, get, the crowd, laughing. I tried to come up with energy.
Yep.
You know. Believe it or not.
You're always, I always think of a bright spot in the show.
Thank you.
You always come up with that energy.
Thank you.
And a lot of that stuff was like, it was, it, I mean, you could say it was new material, but you were just, like you said, up there freestyling. But nothing wrong with that. It's fun to do that. I need to do that more. I need to do that more and get, not get caught up on having a good performance. It's you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's not a show, and we know what our material is at shows. So there, it's that time to like let loose and just kind of like work out what you're trying to get accomplished for shows.
Yeah.
We get lost in what those are. You see what I'm saying, though?
I was just, you know, I said, let me, you know, go out here and try to have some fun.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Have some fun.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. We get lost in what we're trying to do, and exactly that, have fun.
I was like, what you going to do when you get out of jail? I'm going to have some fun.
I'm going to have some fun.
So that's what I did. I went up there. It's been a minute since I've been on stage, mm-hmm. and I was a little nervous.
Right.
Then they called my name, and it's like, you know what's weird? It
goes away.
It goes straight away.
Straight away.
And it's like, when I look around, it's like, I don't know these people.
No.
But they greet me like they know me.
Yeah.
Some of them.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good feeling.
Yeah.
I think it's safe to say.
That's a good energy from the crowd, though, when they do that.
It is. But, you know, it's like, I don't know. I think, like I said before, I've said it before, I think I can be addicted to the pop.
Sure.
You know, like I mean, I can only imagine how like John Cena is addicted to the pop. I mean, that's the real pop.
Yeah.
Like when you hear his music come on, like this. Dun, dun.
See, I'm not, I don't care because I'm not a big John.
I'm just saying, it's not about being a fan of John Cena.
But that's hearing, the top.
But it's about basically, when you hear the beginning of his music,
yeah,
and the crowd, I mean the whole arena. Now that's like the arena he plays wherever he is, yeah. The whole area just goes crazy. You hear that pop.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's addictive as fuck.
Oh yeah.
It's like you breathe that in, like
for sure. And that's all for him.
Yeah,
like, cause there's teams. Like, I know you don't like it, but like when Renegade gets played in the Steelers, you know. Oh, mama, I'm in fear from the light, from the long arm of the law. Boy, they start going nuts. The towels start fucking beautiful.
First of all. I don't think that Adam Sandler would appreciate his best band in the world, MF and Styx, being played for the Pittsburgh Steelers when he's a mother effing Jets fan.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Anyway, what I'm saying is the stadium rocks. So, but it probably isn't like, still ain't like at a.
But just imagine
John Cena thing.
Just imagine like.
I can't even imagine.
Like you had a song, like say you like to come out to Walk It Out.
Yeah.
And everybody here Walk It Out.
Yeah.
And they know that you coming out.
Yeah.
And the place just instantly from quiet to like boom. Man, come on, man. You would just be like,
hey, R.I.P.
Yeah, DJ Unk, you know, Walk It Out. But I'm just saying, like, you know. Like the response that you get. Yeah. Not saying that we on that scale or anything.
No.
But, you know,
you got to project forward, though.
Hey.
For a comedian,
this dude in Erie, PA, you would have thought that was John Cena.
Get out of here.
Dun, 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 dun. The time is here. The time is now. When I said, when I introduced this dude at our show at Erie, PA,
he's stupid.
I felt like I was introducing John Cena.
Yeah.
And it was Justin. You heard the pop.
I did. It was, yep.
Dun, The time is here. The time is now. You felt it. Don't act like you ain't felt it.
I did feel it.
Come on, man. So can't you see how it was addictive?
Oh, yeah.
Wonder if every city you went to.
Well, that's the goal.
You know, it is the goal. But it's just like, all right, I'm not making it up. It happened. You felt it.
You're right.
But just, and that was a room, 50, 60 maybe.
Right.
Imagine how many do Quicken Loans hold.
Thousands.
And then they, you know.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Bert Kreischer, when he takes his shirt off,
He gets that pop. That's cool, but I'm just saying, like, just a little tip of your music come out, and they knew that you were about to come out.
Oh, yeah. That's, just anything. That's how you break DMX.
Or DMX.
As soon as I hear,
or the bells for the Undertaker. Like,
uh-huh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, come on,
man. I forget what rapper was talking about DMX, and they performed.
Jay-Z.
Was it him?
Yeah.
Well, Jay-Z, speak on how was it?
Like, he was like, man, how am I supposed to follow that? You know, he came out, he growled and everything. He's like, you know, this dude get on, and you hear in the back, he's like, you know, doing a growl and shit. Did the crowd hear that?
It is lost it.
Yeah, what man, like, hey. It? That's dope.
Man. That's dope, man. Yeah. I think that's a pop right there. Yeah. All they heard.
He growling. He ain't even saying nothing.
I ain't even saying
nothing. No, but you know what?
That was wild.
And this is off the subject
a little. RIP DMX.
Yeah, RIP DMX. But to me, the flyest thing I seen, for real, was Lil Wayne pulling up to the awards ceremony. On his tour bus, and you know, he got the crowd hype on his tour bus when he just pulled up.
Yeah.
On his tour bus.
Right.
Got off and performed. And after he got off stage, he was on his tour bus pulling off, talking, and he was gone. So I'm sure he got his check.
I always paid probably for
you. Oh yeah, you know that was fly. That was the flyest shit I ever seen.
I mean, that's equivalent to a comedian like us showing up the way we did tonight, late. Not, you know, right before the show.
We wasn't late.
We weren't late. We were right before the show. But what I'm saying, right as the list came out, and we didn't have to go first.
Thank God.
I know. But you would have rocked it. That's your shit. I would have hated it, but I would have did it.
I mean, that's what we do. That's what I do.
But that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I hate that. But that's the equivalent of that.
Coming in, doing your set, jumping on stage, rocking that shit,
getting the crowd hype, and then leaving. And good luck, people, for all that.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Well, hey.
I mean, but comedy's different, but when Lil Wayne rocks it, you know, he got hits. He's one of my favorites.
No, that would just fly to me.
That's dope.
Yeah, I
don't remember
pulling
it.
Up on the tour
I'll
bus.
To check it out.
On one of those awards.
What song did he sing?
I think he did a Millie. And that was hot.
You
know that.
Hot.
You know that was hot.
Yeah. See, that's still my gym mix.
You know. He just started talking from his tour bus.
Yeah.
They heard his voice.
And they just popped. Yeah.
And I don't even know if he realized it or hear it or care. After so many pops, you probably don't give a fuck.
Yeah, he probably expects it. Yeah. It's almost like a laugh you expect.
Almost like a laugh you time. Expect. Or this dude. Almost like an applause break that you have and you ruined it.
I have 5 minutes. I ain't got time for that.
You could have
I ain't got time for that.
That's crazy.
You know
say.
What's messed up?
That's insane to say. You don't have time for that. When we all strive for applause breaks, that's what we all strive for. This dude just said, "I ain't got time for that."
Where was
the
it?
Fuck.
Which one? Where was it?
I don't know. Watch your here. I got your video. We got 10 minutes. After 10 minutes, you can watch the video. You can see it yourself. You got a applause break, and this dude was like, F the applause break. I got more to go. I'm going to finish my set. Hey, yo, restart my time.
Start my time.
After my applause break, yo, restart my time.
Restart my
time. Yeah. I can't control that they was laughing. I got a couple of more minutes to go.
Yeah. I actually planned that bitch out perfectly, dude. But before I started my Diddy bit, I was going to go into my other one. But I thought I only had 2 minutes. So that's when I was like, oh, I ain't got time for that. So I went into the Diddy bit.
Yeah, you was doing some old, oh, man, I ain't got time for that. What the? I was.
But then I didn't see, because I thought it was only 2 minutes, but then it was like 2:40. So after I did that, but
those
bit,
are thoughts. I mean, I'm not judging.
Yeah, yeah, I got
I'm
you.
I'm just saying those are thoughts that you should have kept to yourself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like I did. Like, I mean, I said something, but I thought mine was legit.
Yeah.
I'm like, the time say I got 21.
No, yours was legit. But I was looking at mine.
How much time I got?
I was looking at mine, and I was about to get into the whole thing, because I was like, in my head, I'm like, I got it timed out pretty good. I think this is this long, this and that. But when I was going, as soon as I was about to start, if I only had 2 minutes, I wouldn't be able to finish that and the dude.
All right, let me just say this. And this is not a flex.
But you're right. I should.
This ain't a flex or nothing.
Yeah.
But it kind of feels like, even though we go on the workout.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think we outgrown it? Do you think we should be at the end? Do you think we...
Oh, no, I don't care.
You don't care?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope, I don't care. I don't care, dude. I love... But you know why? Because they can sprinkle us wherever. And it's good to be wherever in the show.
You said what?
I said they can sprinkle us wherever. I prefer to be at the end.
No, I'm saying like... Because we are part of the amateur contest. They put us a part of the amateur contest.
Yeah,
even but I think we sort of disqualify ourselves if we were to drop a couple of F-bombs. If we were to like to drop a couple of F-bombs. I'll call you right back, bro. We're doing the show. If we were to drop a couple of F-bombs.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think, is that when you do stuff like that, is that your way of disqualifying yourself?
I mean, I don't drop F-bombs, ever.
You cursed tonight.
I said bitch.
That's cursing.
I always say bitch.
You gotta refrain from saying, look, 5 minutes clean.
Bitch is a bad word.
Bro.
They say that on TV.
Bro.
They say it on TV.
Bro, do you think you have a dry bar special saying that? Yes or no?
I would say yes.
Okay. You would be not in the dry bar.
If you're saying bitch ass kids. You can't say bitch ass kids at a clean comedy show.
The scary part is he's serious. And this is the part where I look at him and I look at his head and try to figure out.
It's so hard. I got a little flat spot.
I'm looking
to see. It's a little one. And a little one, that's what pushed that little part in and made me think everyone should not give a fuck about the word bitch. But I get it. I guess it's a female dog. We don't say it. We say female dog. Okay, I bet it's bitch ass kids. You're right. I guess that's bad.
I'm not saying it's bad. But it's 5 minutes clean.
But that's all I said.
I'm saying.
I never drop F-bombs.
I'm just saying, do you think that would be appropriate and you would take that to the dry bar? And if you did, do you think you would be invited back? You're intelligent. You know the answer to this.
I would have to listen to all dry bars and see if that's a word that they can't use.
Or you can just ask the person that runs the dry bar and say, is this appropriate?
Is it appropriate?
Do you think it is?
I just wouldn't say it then. I can refrain.
I'm just saying, do you?
I can say wussy ass kid. Okay, see, I can't say ass kids. So I said,
what's wrong with him? What's wrong with him?
Come punk ass kids. I can't say punk.
I'm looking at, see, this is the part I'm looking at him again. And then I look at his head. I'm looking at him, and I'm trying to see what he's thinking, and then I look at his head to try to figure out what's going on inside his head. This is my process. I don't know if it works for everybody. And I look at him as an intelligent being, but I'm going to... We're going to try to figure this out.
Well, you already know. It's just my personal, like, problem with, like...
Your personal problem?
Wanting to conform, possibly.
Yeah.
And so, just so trying to ride the line, basically, even though, saying, I guess, it's clean.
So, basically, what you're saying is you have no interest in playing those type of places?
I do, but if they say I can't say a word, I won't say the word. I can substitute a word.
You don't believe
I'm intelligent
it.
Enough, but it's you
but
know.
But you didn't know that you shouldn't say that?
Ass? I always say ass. I've said ass plenty of times, and I've gone through. I'm not worried about going through on a contest.
Yeah, I'm saying at that contest, but I'm saying like on more of a bigger stage. Like,
if I'm told I can't say ass, bitch, or anything like that, I can refrain from it. I write comedy without it. But those are nice free words I like to add. It's flavor.
Right on.
But I don't drop F-bombs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You know, one comic told me once upon a time, and he was upset that he didn't advance, and he did really well. And I said, they wanted 5 minutes clean. Mm-hmm. And you was like, you know, dick this and dick that. And he said, I ain't say dick. I said pussy.
Yeah.
That's what he's doing right now.
Exactly. No, I get. No, I know exactly what you're saying. To me, those aren't that bad.
So you make the rules.
I'm just saying those are
no,
on TV.
No, so you make the rules?
No.
Oh, okay.
But all I know is when R.I.P. Pete, when he was there, I know he was big on no F-bombs. And I know he didn't care too much about some other stuff. But he did say 5 minutes clean. But he didn't stress, and I always ask. As I said, that's why I asked Daniel the one time. I was like, dick or penis, or no, what did I say? Titties. I was like, can I say titties? Or is boobies the word? This is your expertise.
Oh, you're asking me?
I asked Daniel the one time. And I think he was like more so leaning for more towards boobies. But then another comedian was up there saying, I want to say dick or some shit. I think it was like the same kind of thing. Instead of using penis, he used dick. And it was like, well, I mean, if he's saying dick and there's no problem, and there, you know what I mean? It was just like, I'm going to use titties. But...
Because you got some idiot up there.
Yeah, doing the wrong thing.
And you're going to be like, oh, the key,
I know.
Even though I'm operating on a...
But you heard me tonight, I said boobies. I've gone back to saying boobies.
Boobies is good.
Boobies is good.
Boobies are great.
I like boobies. Titties is, you know. So there's words you can, you know, substitute. But even on a clean comedy, so I can't even say that, boobies. Technically.
I don't know.
Certain places.
I don't know what the rules are.
See, I don't know either. They change.
But I can pretty much bet your bottom dollar that bitch ass kids.
Bitch ass kids.
Probably ain't in there. Bet your bottom dollar.
I don't know. They'll love it because they're parents and they understand.
The parents that he says just don't understand.
That's a great song.
They don't consider their kids to be bitch ass kids. All of the bitch ass kids' parents. They don't think that their kids are bitch asses.
Because they're bitch asses themselves.
Pretty much.
No, that's not the case, because then you can't help what your kid becomes because of the way you raise it. You know what I'm saying? Because if you shelter the kid and it grows up to be a certain way, you have to blame yourself for sheltering the kid that wound it up that way.
I think at the first point of seeing bitch asses, you got to check it.
Yeah.
Like, stop being a bitch ass.
Stop being...
Or you could
and
look
you got to tell them that, too.
Or you tell
or
them that...
they will be a bitch ass. You got to say, hey, stop being a bitch ass.
Or you could be like... You could look at your kid and be like, oh, yeah. You ain't get that shit from me. Oh, they ain't come from me. Oh, no. They ain't from me. Or nobody on my side. You got that from that other side. They ain't me. That bitch asses that complaining and shit, that whining and crying. Oh hell no, you ain't get that shit from me. Yeah. They ain't come from my side.
Nah. You can say that now because you're 50. That's add that shit to the list.
Now that I'm 50, you know.
You can say
You say things differently, you know.
Right.
Yeah. You know, yeah, things are different now that I'm 50. And I'm gonna tell you. Thank you for everybody that wished me a happy birthday. Thanks for all the texts. Thanks for all the social media posts and things like that. Thanks for all the phone calls. Thanks for people that came through, took me out to Denta, bought me cakes.
Ooh, cake.
Oh, yeah. Cake. They bought me a drink. Sigh.
Drinks, cake. What?
Yeah, thanks for everybody. It made me feel really special. But I'm going to tell you, I'm gonna be honest with you. It's certain people that I wanted to hear from. You know, it's still certain people I expect to fucking pick up the phone and wish me a happy birthday. Yeah. I just do. I mean, I'm just saying. It's certain people, and not everybody that I expected to didn't. They did. And I'm going to tell you another thing I feel a certain way about. You know, like my birthday, and you see my birthday, I'm thinking like, I think you should like, I be seeing all these likes and shit. I'm like, what's up with this like? You liking my birthday? You don't love my birthday? You liking my birthday and you don't love my birthday?
See, he feels different about that. See, I try not to even like, I used to just like shit all the time. Now that somebody says something, I felt a certain way because somebody loved my shit and I'm like, oh, wow, I feel weird now. I think I got to love back.
I think you should like.
I don't even want to know what you're doing.
Don't worry about it. But I'm like, I think you should love my birthday. You know, certain people, I'm looking like you. Oh, you like my birthday, huh? You used to love my birthday, but now you're liking my birthday.
Ah, see?
You used to love me and my birthday, but now you're liking my birthday.
Ooh.
You know?
Just liking.
Yeah, what's up with that? You know, people act so weird. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, life and relationships and shit is weird. That shit is super weird. Like,
super weird.
Like,
dog.
Okay, so you was in love with me and we loved each other. We swapped bodily fluids and now you don't know me no more.
No more at all.
Guess what? I don't know you either.
Right?
Yeah, I don't know you either.
Like that song, now you're just somebody that I used to know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's crazy, dude. The people, well, not even that. Just like you said, relationships in general, because you'll meet people and you'll have connections with certain people and this and that. Could be friendships, whatever the case, and then they vanish and you just fucking.
What's going to happen is, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. And it's happening. It's like, you're going to see things, you're going to hear things, you're going to be changing your channels.
Right.
You're going to be going to the movie and you're going to be like, I want to see that shit. Like, fuck that movie.
Yeah.
I want to see that shit. Your significant other going to be like, wow, I love this shit. And you're like, I want to see that bullshit. I ain't never liked that in my life. Like, I hate reggae music. Because somebody you know, the real reason is somebody you know got a hot ass song. Somebody you know is in a hot ass movie. Somebody you know is in a hot ass series.
Yep.
Somebody you know is on social media and they living that lifestyle. And somebody else gonna be reaping the benefits that you could have had that you chose not to.
Yep.
Because you didn't believe or you had no faith or you just didn't want it. For some odd reason, it's like you're gonna be like, damn. Because the truth of the matter is, you are going to be like thinking and looking like, damn, that could have been me.
Mm.
But you chose not to. You chose not to be involved. You chose not to believe. You chose not to see the vision.
Yeah, people like that, man.
Some people like ramen noodles. I mean, I like them too.
Oh, don't hate on ramen noodles, dog.
Some those people like ramen noodles.
Ramen noodles are forever, dog. Those are like.
For him, they is.
I mean.
Look, let me tell you something. I didn't drive truck to eat fucking ramen noodles.
I'm not
in this entertainment shit to eat fucking ramen noodles. I'm not.
But I always have some soy sauce ones in the cabinet just in case that night that it's late and I'm hungry and I ain't got nothing else. I'm about to make me some ramen noodles.
I'm working.
Those are your go-to.
I'm working so I don't have those nights.
I want to rhyme in new.
I'm driving truck and I'm doing comedy. I'm creating content. I'm doing this podcast. So I don't have those nights.
I get it. But you sometimes you have those nights.
You're not going to have those nights. until I have those nights.
You just want ramen noodles, soy sauce flavor, because they're bomb, dog. Don't hate on ramen noodles.
Sometimes you just you just want poverty. Sometimes you want, like...
I get it. No, you just...
Sometimes you want that the puddle on the ground. You know, like, you could get bottled water or, you know, water from a fresh stream. But sometimes you just want that fucking puddle. It's staring at you. It's muddy and shit. Dogs might have pissed in it. Sometimes you want to drink from that.
Well, some people do out of spite.
Sometimes you just want to drink from the pissy puddle, oil-filled puddle on the ground. Sometimes, damn. I get you want that sometimes. Damn. Sometimes you want that. Sometimes you want to smell like you haven't bathed in a couple of 3 days or so. You just prefer that.
You don't
that's
want
what
that.
This dude just said. Sometimes you want that. Sometimes you want
noodles.
A car with no fucking AC and a hot ass 98,
hey,
100
hey,
degrees.
Hey,
sometimes you want
personal.
That
now
shit.
We're getting personal.
No, we're not.
We're getting personal.
No, we're not.
Okay.
We're going over things that people prefer.
I don't prefer my car being hot, but it happens.
No, but you prefer.
I love ramen noodles. They're so good.
How can you prefer that?
I don't prefer it. I said I like them. But they're staples.
I'm not saying, look.
And I grew up with them, and they'll always be there. So if I can find somebody to be my ramen noodle, I had, you know, just be the ramen noodle. Always be there.
And some people that know better do better. Look, I mean, and listen, let me tell you something. I just ate some noodles last week. Honest to God, true. I did. But that's not my go-to. I'm not preferring
it's
that.
It's not my go-to, but they're always there. They're dependable. So that's
they're not
terrible.
Always there if you don't buy them.
They're cheap as fuck, so you always have five in the cabinet.
No. No.
Always have five reliables to go to, baby.
No. No. Even if you don't have your own washer and dryer. What's... You shouldn't want to wash your clothes in Trend or Tidal. You prefer to wash your clothes in Tidal or Trend? Do they even make Trend anymore?
I don't think so. I don't know. Yeah. I use Gain.
Fuck that. Sometimes you might want Tidal.
Sometimes?
No, you don't.
What's cheap?
I don't know. Whatever the cheapest log.
No, I have no idea.
Arm & Hammer? I use Arm & Hammer sometimes.
I have no idea.
Because I don't want... To be honest with you, I use some of the odorless detergent.
Why?
Because I spend so much money on my fragrance.
Ah, you don't want the lavender to cover your fragrance.
I don't want anything to interfere with my fragrance. My fragrance is good.
Yeah, that's a good. I didn't know about it. That's a great way.
You know.
Didn't think about it. I got softeners and fresheners. So I don't got to wear deodorant.
No, that's the thing. Look, now that I'm 50, something has changed in me. I wear clinical strength. And I'm trying to figure out which one is the best right now because regular deodorant just ain't doing it no more.
You use Degree?
I use Degree. Degree was my spit. But I had
a reaction. Not the gel, though.
The gel?
Not the gel.
I was about to say, who the fuck used the gel?
No. That's all he goddamn sells. You have to try and find just the fucking bar, the white bar one.
And look, let me tell you, I had a smooth way, and maybe I'll share with you some other time of how to put on your shirt after you do your deodorant.
Yeah,
because
I'll be leaving streaks.
Look, let me tell you something. I had a streak up here and down here, but I'm going on stage. You can't go on stage with streaks.
I know.
That's worse than pee-pee dribble.
No, it ain't.
Uh-huh. You got on a black shirt and you got like stripes right here and stripes right there, deodorant. Like,
you think that's
like,
better than
like I don't know
khaki pee-pee dribble?
I don't know how to put my shirt on deodorant. You know what I'm
instead
saying?
Instead, like, I don't know how to fucking shake my pee-pee and pee-pee dribble everywhere.
I got pee-pee dribble. No, look.
That's worse.
In all fairness,
that's worse.
In all fairness, and other people can, look, when you're 50, it don't matter how long you stand there and shake, 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 shake. you're still going to get some pee-pee dribble sometimes.
That's why you use toilet paper.
What the? What the? Hold on.
You don't tap the tip of your pee-pee? Pee-pee dribble. Let's act like we don't want to try.
Let's act like that we do have our balls. Let's act like our wife or you know, that we were raised by men. Let's act like, let's take a second and act like men did raise us. No, there's no room for toilet paper when we do number ones. Toilet paper is not used never.
Never.
Doing number ones.
Not never. In the wild, it's cool.
No, it's not.
I don't. You know what I'm saying? In the wild. But when I'm home,
beta.
I don't want no pee-pee dribble.
Beta dribble. Beta toilet paper.
Hey,
fuck that.
You got no pee-pee dribble.
Listen, let me.
No salty pee-pee dribble for you to lick.
Let me just say this. Toilet paper is for number twos and number twos only.
Baby wipes are number twos. Toilet paper, you dry. Everything. Pee-pee dribble and butthole.
Yeah. Yeah. So, all of you new metrosexuals, listen to him. All the alphas, listen to me.
And be stinky. Look, man, I'm alpha. I just do some beta shit. That's all. I just like to be clean. That's it. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that.
On that note. Where can they find you, Jay?
Everybody, you can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on all platforms.
I am the underscore C-O-R-E-E. Oh, nope.
Try that again.
I am the underscore C-O-R-E-E.
Great underscore C-O.
Oh, shit. You
forgot all the underscores.
What's my name?
The.
Boom, boom.
Underscore great underscore.
I am the underscore great underscore C-O-R-E-E. That's where you can find me. On Instagram, you can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast on all platforms.
Yes,
this dude has a website. Check it out.
Yes, JustinFullerComedy.com,
where you can learn how to use toilet paper when you pee as a beta.
Yeah, whoop
you
that!
You are beta. Beta male.
Beta. All right, everybody. Check you out next week.
Thanks for tuning in.
Peace out.
Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco Podcast.